U2T and 0TR.
W2T. Hello again, Tom.
Well, Bernice just handed me a piece of gum here. Let me turn the radio down. You hibernating inside, which is a very good idea.
Oh, yeah. That's where I'm sitting, right here in front of the computer and in the radio room with the fan on and no radios on to generate heat. So, you know, I'm sitting here trying to chill out. And somebody invited me over for supper tonight, so that's not till 6 o'clock, though.
Well, when I was coming back from the horse pistol earlier, that accident was still there at Buncombe Road and 101 by the Taco Bell, and I noticed that there was two highway patrolmen there, so evidently that rear police car was involved in the accident, and I think the policy is they have to have highway patrol to do the investigation, I guess, to make it fair. So I got trapped in a big long line there, getting ready to turn to go over to Harbor Freight, and I finally had an opening, and I got out of that and said, to heck with that. So I'm going back down there now, and then I'm going to take Bernice over to the Little Rebel and have some dinner.
Place to go eat and also and everything. Yeah, I'm watching some things on the computer, some videos that people post, and there's some interesting things. This guy's building some steps here. I'm trying to figure out how he's planning to build these steps. He's building boxes, like he's got him a frame and he's got the risers maybe about 8 inches apart, and he's attaching some boxes to each of these where the steps would be. It's going to be interesting to see what he's creating here.
I'll be freely admit, I am no carpenter. I do not like it, and I don't have a very good mechanical aptitude, so rain on that stuff. My neighbor's very good at it. Well, got a few more eggs than usual today, and they just haven't been laying right. I think it's the heat out there. Bernice went out and worked in the garden out back and did some stuff. And I got home and I just went out and got the mail and got all the junk out of it. Boy, the people delivering the mail wouldn't be able to make a profit if they ever got rid of all that junk.
Well, do you see where postage is going up again on the 14th of July?
Seems like it's about every month.
Going up, first class mail's going up 73 cents an ounce. I saw the saw an email on it this morning.
Why, they don't just go ahead and run it up to a dollar and then take that extra money and pay off some of their debt?
It's a good thing if they actually did, so, you know. But, yeah, it's just something that popped into my mailbox this morning and talked about the price of mail going up again. I thought, gee, just what we need. And, of course, the mail says I was supposed to get my things. I was supposed to get two pieces of mail today. And, actually, the only thing in there was a envelope in AAA where they're trying to sell me life insurance.
Well, I guess that's right. I guess they do. Oh, they send me things once in a blue moon anymore about having AAA, you know, if you travel a lot. And I suppose it'd be okay if you travel a lot, but I never did. I never did have it, but hope I never have a use for it. Well, it's really a nice atmosphere, excuse me, is appropriate for it to rain, according to what they have said. Although there's a tropical thing out there in the Atlantic that has a 20% chance of forming which later in the week it can bring us some rain, which we need.
This morning it was reporting that over on the Texas border on the south part, down on Texas on the Gulf out there, they've got one of those tornado type things that is spiraling up out there, so they get kind of wet out there too, you know?
Down south, I forget what they call them. It's not a type, cyclone. Over in the Pacific, they're typhoons, and over here, they're hurricanes. I don't know if that's because of the directions they rotate or what, but I did see that one down there. It's not too uncommon, but it's a little later this year that they're starting than they anticipated. They said it was going to be a whopper of a year for hurricanes.
Yep. That's what they're saying. Oh, well, I guess we'll just deal with it as it happens, you know.
Our neighbors told us to watch their place. They're up at Dirty Myrtle for a whole week with a passel of kids, and, you know, I'm just not envious at all.
About me and everything, so, yeah, you got to get things going right, do everything like you're supposed to do, so, you know. It is a deal where you've got to work on things, you know.
Mobile on Taylor's Orchard here. Well, you know, I just never did see the benefit in getting sunburn, getting windburn, getting dirty salt water on you, laying out in the sand, going back in and showering in good old regular water, and then laying around the motel room all day and eating at expensive restaurants. Just doesn't interest me.
Nope, doesn't either, but you know. Oh, there are people who think that's an enjoyable thing to do, and just so happens I'm not one of them, you know what I mean? And oh, I go when I gotta go and need to go, but just to go, not ain't gonna happen, so. Just everything else going on around here, I'm just trying to keep things moving, as they say, you know.
Well, Rusty, the accident's going here, and we're about half a block from where we want to go. So I'll let you go, maybe talk to you down the line. I offered Bernice a couple other alternatives, and we'll see where she decides to go. Much barbecue or over at the Rebel or whatever she dreams up. We was going to have Bill Burgers at home, which is a Taco Bell and a hamburger, basically. But I wanted to get out, and she did too. So have a good afternoon. We'll cut you down the line, Rusty. You see anything interesting on HF, well, text me. I'll do the same with you. W2T and Gerald TR, click.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one, W2T.